former world champion and boxing analyst Paulie Malignaggi. First of all, your assessment of Triple G, where do you rate him in the world rankings right now, pound for pound?
Oh, I don't know. Pound for pound, he's among the, you know, the top guys, but he's certainly the number one middleweight in the world, for sure.
And the thing that he carries above anything else is a destructive knockout power.
Yes, destructive knockout power and fine form. Good fundamental boxer as well. People don't realize that because they see such massive power, but he's also a good fundamental fighter.
Now, Kell Brook's obviously got a massive challenge, stepping up two weight classes against big puncher and current unified world champion. How can he overcome those odds?
Oh, well, you know, he's going to have to be fight a very disciplined game plan, be very versatile and vary some of the things he does. And, of course, be creative. He's got to be creative in there, and he's got to try to grasp the moment as best he can because, it's one night, it's 12 rounds, and it's one night for a chance to change your life.
And I guess it takes a special kind of person to actually believe that they can defy all the odds, which has been done rarely in boxing history.
Of course, but that's part of being a competitor, is you want to make history, you want to do things that, you know, will make people remember you, and Kell Brook is daring to be great.
Everyone's looking at different strategies and different approaches Kell can take to win this fight. From your point of view, in terms of what you've seen from both boxers, if you were to give Kell advice, what approach would you be taking to giving the best chance to win the fight?
I think you've got to keep it simple, but keep it sharp. And then as the fight wears on, start to bring in the heavy artillery. But first, you've got to keep it simple, keep it sharp, and see where that takes him, see if that works.